This is Liz Booker with a literary aviatrix waypoint along our journey through stories featuring women in aviation. This one is from Season 1, Episode 8, in my interview with Patty Bear about her memoir, From Plane to Plane, My Mennonite Childhood, A National Scandal, and An Unconventional Soar to Freedom. In it, she introduces the book and talks about how her brother's interest in flying led her to the Air Force Academy. Patty Bear, welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
I am so excited to talk to you, and I find your story so fascinating. Can you give us a synopsis of the book?
Sure. So it's a memoir, and it takes place over the course of 10 years from the time I was 8 to 18. So I was born into this 400-year-old sect among the Plain People of Pennsylvania, which is the Amish and the Old Order Mennonites. So in these kind of cultures, women are raised to be silent, submissive, obedient, and basically to know a woman's place in a man's world. And that's the only world I knew. It's the one that I wanted to become a part of more than anything. But when I was 8 years old, my father got excommunicated and shunned. And this set off about a decade-long saga of court cases and national publicity and then hidden violence. And I had grown up on this large farm, large potato farm. And we ended up, my mother and the six of us children ended up fleeing and kind of living on the run for about 10 years. But out of this whole upheaval, what happened is everything that I had been taught, I began to question. I began to question the background. Part of that is we couldn't vote. We weren't allowed to have television or watch movies or makeup or anything worldly. You couldn't press charges. So if someone robbed your house, you couldn't really do anything about it. Couldn't join the military. Not women, certainly not women, but not men either. And you couldn't have become a pilot because it was part of the worldly world. And it was considered that you would become corrupted. That was the fear. But out of all of these things that happened, it sort of catapulted me out of that world, and I began to experience new things and question the things that I had been taught. And that led to an entirely different life as a military pilot, eventually, and an airline pilot.
So you were introduced to aviation when you were a teenager, is that right?
That's correct. So my older brother was always a very forward-thinking person, and he was one of these people who, when he was doing something, he always thought somebody else should be doing it. And I had a job from the time I was in fifth grade, and we all had jobs, so we had our own money. And my brother is like, oh, you should come take flying lessons, because he was taking them. And I was like, I don't want to take flying lessons. I barely have any money as it is, and it wasn't really something that interested me. But he was very persuasive, and I was like, okay, I'll go. And I took the first lesson, and it wasn't like I loved it. You know, I didn't even have my driver's license yet. So I was kind of scared. I was afraid I might crash. And I got airsick, and I just kind of kept taking them. I decided I would go to solo, which was like 10 hours. And then I would quit and spend my money on something more useful, but I didn't. I ended up getting my private pilot's license just, as I graduated from high school.
And then when you graduated, you went to the Air Force Academy?
Yeah. So, and that was part of leaving this other world. I had determined that because of the circumstances that I grew up in with the violence, I watched my mother's life and I was like, I do not want that life. Like, I want to be financially independent. And, but I had no idea how I was going to do that. And higher education in these cultures is discouraged as well, because you might get educated away from the truth, is the way they describe it. And my father was adamantly, he had trained us from a very early age that we shouldn't go to college. But again, my older brother, you know, he heard me talking about how I wanted to make my own money. And I thought that I needed to go to college to do that. And so he said, you need to take 4 years of math and science and 3 years of a language, and you should take the hardest classes you can take. The AP classes and honors classes. So I was like, okay, he must know what he's talking about. And so I just followed his instructions to the T, and I got recruited. I won this race. I talk about it in the book, and in sort of a funny way, I ran this race in eighth grade and got recruited into cross country, varsity cross country, and which that was different for our background too, participating in sports or clubs or anything like that. So I don't have any way of paying for college. I'm like, well, maybe I'll get a scholarship, you know, a running scholarship. And you know, at some point, I realized I wasn't good enough to get a scholarship to pay for college, and I had no idea how I was going to do this. And then this cadet comes to our school, and there was an announcement that a cadet from the Air Force Academy was going to talk in the guidance counselor's office, and I didn't even know what that was. Like, from our background, I was like, well, that sounds like it might have something to do with flying. So I went in. I was like, well, I didn't have anything better to do in study hall the next period. And it just completely changed the trajectory of my life.